things we need to do more of. Well, we need to say thank you more often. We do. We need to be more pleasant more often. You know, with 2020 being such a confusing year and angst and anxiety, we need to be friendlier, smile more, say thank you more. Let people know we care. Surprises are good when they're good surprises, like a hugs and smiles bouquet. Joining me now, Allison Ludema. She's the owner of Ludema's Floral and Garden. That's in Grand Rapids. And the current director-at-large at the Great Lakes Floral Association, who is promoting the Hugs and Smiles bouquet to, well, just change somebody's outlook, attitude. Put a smile on their face, and even if you can't hug them in person, you can do it like this. Allison, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me this morning.
So good to have you here. I mean, let's be honest. Whether it's the colors and the vibrance or the smell, fresh flowers are just, I mean, I like them. You know, and they're not going to take my man card away for it. I like flowers, and I like giving flowers. I like everything about them, and I think it's a beautiful gesture to help people feel better. Your thoughts?
I absolutely, totally agree with that. There is truly nothing like having a bouquet of flowers in your home. It doesn't need to be extravagant. It could be just stopping into your local professional florist and grabbing a few stems to put in a vase that you have, or buying a little bouquet to gift to a neighbor or a friend. And it truly does make a difference. It's very little effort to make a world of difference in somebody's day.
Well, and that's such good news, Allison, because the thing you can do with a bouquet is you can still, if you need to socially distance or you need somebody to know that you care, you can do it this way and just send along a big bowl of cheer and smiles and happiness to somebody. And because, let's be honest, it can change somebody's entire, it can change their whole week. You know, because they look at those flowers, and trust me, we sent some out here just last week to the employees of the company here. Man, those flowers were the top quality, best I've seen. The bouquets were stunning from three different florists around the state. We did this, and they were all first class. I kid you not, all first class, Allison.
That's wonderful. And going along with what you just said is we get so many notes and emails and messages on our social media from customers that have received a bouquet, and they say, you truly have no idea the impact that this made, not just the day I received it, but all week. And it lifted their mood and made them feel better and put a smile on their face every time they walk by it. And yet, sending flowers is such a wonderful, lasting gift. It's not just, you know, instant gratification. It's something that you can enjoy for all week. Absolutely.
And sometimes longer. Yeah, there is just something about that. Okay, so you get the bouquet. There's that big boost of joy, if you will. And then the next day you get up and you walk. Oh, there it is. It's a reminder, like, for days, like you said. And you have so many participating florists all over the state. Allison Ludema here from Ludema Floral and Garden in Grand Rapids. So how has business been? Pretty good? I mean, are you picking some spirits up in Western Michigan?
Yes, we are definitely picking spirits up. We're doing a wonderful job of doing no-contact deliveries, so it's really easy and safe for everybody. It's so easy to order flowers either on a website. You can call in. We have curbside pickup. You know, there's so many different ways that you can get a flower bouquet safely right now, and we know that a lot of florists around the state of Michigan are functioning the same way, just to make sure that we're all, you know, staying in business, doing the best that we can, and, you know, shopping local with your local florist it just really will mean a lot to that company.
Locally sourced, locally excellent. You got that right. The Great Lakes Floral Association has members all over the state of Michigan. Allison Ludema is the current director at large and the owner of Ludema's Floral and Garden in Grand Rapids. And it's the Hugs and Smiles bouquet that is it's all the rage right now. Like I said, we sent it out to several people around the state last week. They all absolutely fell in love with it, couldn't believe it, and it was a surprise. That's the beauty of it. Guys, you don't even have to do something wrong to buy a bouquet just to say, hey, I appreciate everything you do. I really appreciate everything you do. It's such a nice gesture. Allison, I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely. Send flowers, buy flowers, grab a bouquet of flowers no matter what. It doesn't have to be a special occasion. Send them for thank you, or just to drop them off at your neighbor's house to say how much you appreciate them or to put a smile on their face. And you can find the list of the Hugs and Smiles participating stores at GreatLakesFloralAssociation.org.
There you go. Say that one more time for the website.
Absolutely. It's GreatLakesFloralAssociation.org.
There you have it. Allison, well, you keep people smiling out there. You're doing really important work. I really believe that because you can really just change somebody's whole day, their whole week like we talked about. And I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be here.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
There you have it. Allison Ludema, everybody. And if you're in West Michigan, find them. It's Ludema. Give them an extra shout out for letting Allison come play here on the program. She is the current director at large, Great Lakes Floral Association, the Hugs and Smiles Bouquet. And I really mean it. We did do it last week. And it was just a fun thing to do because all of a sudden what you see is, first of all, you get this reaction on your phone. You get a note. Oh, my gosh, look at this. And then you see the bouquets being posted to social media as they're bragging. Look at what I got. Look at, I'm the special person today. That's right. It's a great way to let somebody know how special they really are. So there you go. And I just enjoy doing it. That's all. I do. This part of the program is brought to you by DTE. DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And, by the way, if you're ready to feel great and lose weight, go to GruberHealth.com. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, ready to help you shed those lockdown pounds, those COVID-19. We want to get rid of the COVID-19, if you know what I'm saying. We want to get rid of that. Go to GruberHealth.com. You can do that. GruberHealth.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a size just for you. All right? Pretty good day, right? Go buy those flowers. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
If you're among the thousands who are struggling to feed their families right now, Greater Lansing Food Bank can help. Just visit GreaterLansingFoodBank.org to learn how to receive food. Whether it's a food pantry or a mobile distribution, you can stay right in your car, and food will be loaded into your trunk to keep everyone at a safe distance. Greater Lansing Food Bank believes no one should go hungry, especially during an emergency like this. If you need food, visit GreaterLansingFoodBank.org.